Hi, Patrick here. I won't drone on today. Instead, here's the big show's Aaron Schachter.
We tend to think of drones as a modern tool of war developed for the post-9/11 fight against terrorism. But the concept of unmanned aerial vehicles and even the word drone dates much further back, to before World War II. Ben Zimmer recently wrote a column in the Wall Street Journal about the origins of the word drone. He also produces Vocabulary.com and the Visual Thesaurus. So, Ben, when did the U.S. Army first start using the word drone?
Well, it was actually the U.S. Navy that started using it before the Army. The naval commander way back in 1935, the chief of naval operations named Admiral William Stanley, was interested in remotely controlled aircraft to develop for the American military after he saw a prototype in the United Kingdom. He was there visiting, and the Royal Navy showed off their remotely controlled aircraft that they were using for target practice, so their anti-aircraft gunnery could have something to practice on. And they called this remotely controlled aircraft the Queen Bee. And Admiral Stanley was so impressed that when he came back to the United States, he got his men on it so that the Americans could develop their own version of this. And in homage to the Queen Bee, he chose the name drone to be the Navy designation for these new remote-controlled pilotless aircrafts.
You know, I can't tell you how happy it makes me feel to hear you describe the origin of the word drone, because almost every time we use it on the air, we get nasty emails from people who say, hey, this is not a drone. A drone suggests mindless death or something like that. These are UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles. So you're saying, in fact, it isn't the horrible media that's coming up with this word. It's the military itself.
That's true. And they may make some fine-grained distinctions about what counts as a drone, perhaps. But, I mean, it certainly has been part of the military lexicon ever since the 1930s. It's perhaps confusing to people because they might not know where it comes from. And you might have other meanings of drone in mind. Drone, of course, is an old word referring to the male honeybees that actually make no honey. Their job is only to mate with the queen. And drone from that meaning has been extended to, for instance, to talk about lazy people or people who don't work, or a verb meaning to buzz like a bee or to speak in a monotonous fashion. So people have lots of connotations along with this meaning that may color their perception of the word.
Oh, you're just droning on. Now, speaking of droning on, the word has recently been taking a new turn. People are starting to use drone as a transitive verb, as in, if you're targeted by a drone attack, you've been droned. I'm told this is something called verbing. and perhaps the worst example of verbing is going out partying. But in general, is this a new phenomenon in the English language?
Oh, no. I mean, words change from noun to verb all the time. And in fact, the word drone has had various verb meanings. You know, I mentioned, for instance, droning meaning to go on and on monotonously. But even within the Navy, they talked about droning originally. They used that term to refer to converting aircraft into pilotless. So if it started off with a pilot, you know, a normal aircraft, you could convert it into a drone, and that was called droning. But the more recent usage really is from the perspective of someone who has been targeted by a drone strike. So unsurprisingly, we find this term cropping up in Pakistan as early as 2009 by, for instance, Fatima Bhutto, writing in The New Statesman in 2009, said that droned is a verb we use now in Pakistan. And she, of course, was referring to the U.S. Predator drones that had been killing Pakistani citizens. And so that has taken on its own life over the past few years, especially among critics of the Obama administration's policy about covert drone strikes. So we get things like, don't drone me, bro, as a callback to the expression, don't tase me, bro,
right,
which was a famous plea back in 2007 made by a student at an event with John Kerry, where he was hit by a police taser. And so that's been changed into "Don't drone me, bro." And there are also posters that take Obama's "Yes, we can" slogan and change it into "Yes, we drone" as a kind of an ironic commentary.
People can be very creative, can't they?
They can. They're constantly playing with language, sometimes to make a political point, sometimes just for the sheer play of changing the language around.
Now, speaking about creative, you've also found some interesting cinematic connections to the word drone, yes?
It's interesting, yeah. If you dig into the history of drone production going back to World War II, one of the very earliest drones that was being developed was actually the work of a British actor named Reginald Denny, who was fascinated with radio-controlled model planes. That was his hobby, which he turned into a business called Radio Plane. And so, in fact, the Navy referred to their earliest drones as TDD, which stood for Target Drone Denny, in Reginald Denny's honor. And in fact, Reginald Denny was friends with an actor and Army publicist named Ronald Reagan. And Ronald Reagan had the idea that they could assign a photographer to take pictures of women working at the plant where the Army's version of this drone was being made outside of Los Angeles. And one of the women who was in this photo shoot was named Norma Jean Doherty, and she eventually changed her name to Marilyn Monroe. And in fact, that photo shoot of her working on those drones helped to launch her Hollywood career. It got her noticed.
Ben Zimmer is language columnist for The Wall Street Journal, and he also produces Vocabulary.com. Ben, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
It's nice to have Ben Zimmer in the pod. I think that's a first. There's more at theworld.org/language, also at the Facebook page, The World in Words, and on Twitter, where I tweet a whole bunch of language-related stuff under the name Patricox, Patricox. See you next time.